We give you praise and we sing hallelujah. Wherever we may find ourselves this morning, we want to praise you because you are our living hope. As long as you're alive, we have hope, and you are alive and going to be reigning forever. So we give you the highest praise, Lord Jesus, because you broke the great divide. You bridged that great divide between God and man. And now we have the opportunity to call you Emmanuel, God who is with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come, let's give praise to God. Maybe you can just shout out one liner about who Jesus is to you. And as we read earlier, if he has done a miracle in your body, if he has benefited you in any way, if he has healed you, if he has forgiven you, if he has redeemed your life in any way, let's give praise to him by sharing a testimony of the works of the Lord. Yeah.
Yes, I want to thank God. For he is my savior. It is he who saved me from my sins. It is who has given me salvation. Today I have all my hope placed in Jesus because he loved me so much that he died for me, taking upon himself my sin and setting me free. I am ever so grateful to you, Jesus, for reconciling me to God the Father through your death on the cross, Lord. Yeah. We just want to thank you, all of us, Lord God, who have gathered, have experienced the same thing, Lord Jesus, being saved from our sins, being forgiven of all our sins, because we do believe that you rose from the dead and death has no grip on us as it had no grip on you, Lord. The grave is empty. And so, Lord God, we have the same hope that we too will never die, but live forever with you on high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for saving us. Amen. Amen, Jesus.
I want to thank God. He is my comforter and healer today. And last month, as you know, I joined a new job and I see God's favor upon me in each and everything I do. He's teaching me a lot of things to wait patiently and get. And I got into the job and got into good timings as well. Colin and Navas are praying for everything and thank for the church as well. And thank you, God, for his favor on my life. And we know this also healing better each and every day. And thanks for God's healing upon my family. Thank you,
Amazing.
Church, for praying.
Amen.
I'm thankful for God's protection, you know, his provision. I'm thankful for that he's been our wisdom, our guide. To think that the whole year has gone by, goodness, it's quite a lot. I feel like 5 years got packed into this 1 year. So much has happened. But I just see God's hand of faithfulness upon us. A small testimony. I had shipped something, one of these Christmas paintings I had done to Delhi, and just expected it to go to for the courier to reach the person, but always check have you received, and the person said they hadn't. Cut a long story short, it was such a lot of back and forth with the courier company, with the person. It took almost a week to trace this thing, and I'd almost said, I said, oh Lord, will I have to paint this whole thing again, to give it to the client? But thank God it was found. It was found outside their own house. They have a little table with a drawer, and the courier guy had put it there because there was nobody at home, and they also didn't think to check. So all found, all good, all glory to God. He's mindful of every tiny detail in our life. We've never lost a package. We've never not delivered in these last 18 years. So I said, Lord, you're not going to let me down today. You've been faithful in 18 years, Yeah. And I'm so thankful to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful.
I would like to thank God for his strength each day for me. I can only say he has been my healer. He's been my doctor right through this difficult phase for me. From the 18th of November till today, I have improved like immensely. I just went to the doctor day before yesterday, and the doctor physiotherapist had to say I was like 75% better than what it was on the day it happened. So that was like a very positive sign. But yes, I have to continue. And I also want to thank God that I started off with like 12 and 13 tablets when it all happened. And today I've come down to just taking 2 tablets. So it's like there has been improvement 100%, I would say, for myself. And if it was not for Jesus in my life, all praise, all glory is just to God. That, you know, He has been such a wonderful God. He has been faithful to me. He has been my provider, even when, you know, I just didn't even have to think. The provisions were just there for me. And He has just been healing me each day and making me so much stronger from within. And I find God so close to me in this situation. And yeah, things have been difficult, but I think I've come a long way through. Yes, I need to get my strength back still. That's it'll take a while till I come back to my normal self. But each day I see a whole lot of strength coming in me. And if it was not for Jesus, I think I would be totally, I don't know, I would have had no focus. But because I put my focus on Jesus, I am totally healed, I can say. Yes, the healing is still there to come completely. But I still consider myself blessed because God has just been there for me. So I just want to say all praise, all glory to Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Thankful to God that my bump is healing and God protected me from the fall.
Wow.
Yeah, Rasi had a very bad fall. When he fell, he went directly and hit his forehead onto the doorpost, that corner. And he hurt his mouth too. But then, yeah, he got a quick and very big bump. We took him to the doctor and she tested and she told us to observe him for 24 hours. But thanks to Jesus, nothing happened to his teeth and no bleeding, nothing. The fall was really bad and yeah, it's gone down almost. It's gone completely. So we really want to thank God for his protection when he fell. And this morning, it's amazing, you know, how God takes care of tiny details. This morning, I went into the bathroom to brush my teeth. You know, we use hot water, right, because of the weather. So the geyser was full of hot water. And I finished brushing and then I came out. Within 2-3 minutes, Sunit was about to go into the bathroom and the entire bathroom was filled with steam. And he didn't know where the steam was coming from. And when we went, the pipe that was running, you know, from under the sink, hot water pipe, it just broke. And, you know, it was the hot water was just splashing out with full force. If it was just a few minutes before, that would have been right onto my legs, you know, hot water. So I really want to thank God for taking care of such, you know, all these details and everything he plans is, you know, according to his perfect timing. So I want to thank God for that, for his protection.
Even I want to thank God for his protection. The last few days, there was a lot of water logging and all when I would go for my papers and all. And there was a certain 2-3 places where it was almost like a river. So, but I just went through and God has just looked after me for the last 4 papers. Everything has gone well. I just want to thank God and praise Him.
Yeah, thank God that I could come back after visiting my family. So I'm so thankful I was able to see my family and also to come back safely this week. So praise God.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a testimony to share. So as Lasya reminded us about the vision board and all, so this is not about 2021 vision board. This is about 2020. So God has his own timing, I believe. So this process, like in 2029, towards the end of it, we felt that we should apply and go abroad, okay, go overseas. So we had applied for our PR for Australia in 2029. That's, I think, 2019. Sorry. Yeah. So we had applied in the month of October. And in November, all the rules changed, like for the entry, the point system and everything changed. So our chances were much higher before, but after that also the chances were there, but it was not, I mean, it was like very dicey. But still we had applied and invested in everything and we trusted God in it. Like we prayed and we applied. And come 2020 and, you know, the whole world was hit by a pandemic and then everything just shut down. And we were like, oh my God, what's this? Like all our money is gone and everything. Like because everyone said like Australia was the first to close their doors for PR and everything. So we thought, okay, it's gone. But we still trusted God. If it is His will, it will happen. And then through the year, we kept trusting. And 2020, we were so confused that stage. So we knew we had to move out of this place because it was getting smaller. We knew, but we didn't know when. Because if we are going abroad, you know, or, you know, what is the point in moving out, multiple moving outs and all that. So we just trusted God. And I remember I put a prayer point like in my diary that, Lord, if not Australia, let us have peace, which area? And I don't really, I'm not very comfortable with the area where my parents live. Only reason being it's very far for Eliana for school. So I also put that area, Lord, if you want me to go closer over there, like I put everything down, like, you know, just, it's not my will, just the Lord's will. Like, I'm just saying this because it's not my will to go to that area, but I had just put it down because I just wanted Lord's will to be done. And I was personally very hurt, you know, that the Australia thing is not happening and everything. So just recently, I think so, in the month of November, like we get a call from the agency whom we applied through, and they said that, you know, Australia may take some time, and also we knew it's not going to happen. And Sundar had given all his exams, everything was done. We just had to get a call from the PR company over there. So we knew it's not going to be done. And then they gave us another offer saying, just give a top up money and just pay for the top up and then we will apply for other countries. So we were in a dilemma, you know, like whether we should or not. But then both of us just had peace, like, no, we'll not apply again. I don't think it's God's will to apply. Like we didn't find peace in that. And we didn't apply. Like they said, like if you apply for UK or somewhere else, you know, it will just happen within a couple of months, like 1 or 2 months. And this was the same story they told us even for Australia. So, but then we just didn't have peace and we didn't apply. And I had made peace then, you know, like, okay, it's fine. It's not God's will that we go abroad, or it's not His timing, maybe, I don't know. So I just made peace with that. And, you know, just all of a sudden, like I shared few weeks back about finding this house, and all of a sudden we get this call and we go to this new place and we like it and everything. So the main thing what I want to share is, like, you know, it is just God's timing, like, and God's place and God's will in our life. Like, even if many times we are at a juncture where we don't understand what is happening with us, but the only thing we can do is just focus on Jesus and know that He is guiding us through it. And I would just like to read from 1 Samuel 16, verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." So how this verse spoke to me was like, how long am I going to mourn for the things that have not happened? The Lord has already chosen for me something very beautiful and I have to just focus on that. So I just felt led to share this with somebody or few people who are just waiting on the Lord for certain decisions in life. And, you know, just know that what God has chosen is the best for us. Amen.
Yes, amen. Asha, I wanted to share.
I also want to share a testimony. So I've been working with this biotech company from past 7 years, and I have resigned from this job. And throughout my job tenure there, God's favor was there. And my boss was really, really kind with me. And during the work hours, or if I take holiday also, he was very kind, and he used to take it. I mean, if I have to apply
on the same day also, he used to give me leaves and all. And even for my results also, I got good results. So I could contribute to the company because of God and God alone. And 30th, I was my farewell, and I got a very lovely farewell, so many gifts. And I want to thank God for his faithfulness. And I'm so thankful to the church for praying for me. Thank you.
Amen. So good. You know, I just want to go back to what Hazel was sharing about for a second, because the Lord has been speaking to me about, you know, about something very similar throughout the week. And, you know, I just heard him when I was commuting to work. I suddenly heard him say, you know, choice is not the same as freedom. And, you know, if you ever went to, you know, for grocery shopping and you just wanted to pick up, say, a biscuit or some oil, and the entire aisle is filled with like 30 or 100 different types of, you know, oils or biscuits. And we often tend to think that is freedom. Like I can choose anything I want. Okay. But actually the freedom is knowing which one is right and the right one being presented to us, you know. So I just felt even earlier, God was talking to me about, you know, some dreams and, you know, plans that people have had for many years are going to fold in this season. But don't be discouraged by that, because that is God removing the choice so that you can go to what, you know, God wants you to choose. Okay, so even in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees, but God clearly wanted them to choose one tree and not the other. Okay, he is all for freedom. That is why there were two trees in the garden. But it is not that, you know, if you're presented with a whole lot of choice, it's not the same as having freedom. So don't think that your freedom is being restricted in this season. If you see some of your visions, some of your dreams and all just folding, don't be discouraged by that, because the Lord is doing and calling you for something higher. Okay, so it only gets better in God. Yeah, say this to yourselves. It only gets better in God. Yeah.
One verse has been bubbling in my mind also before when Hazel was sharing. So this is from Sam 37, 23 and 24. Says the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand.
Yeah, hi church. I rarely get the chance to actually, you know, on the videos sit nicely. But I just wanted to say a big thank you to Word of Grace Church, especially Nawaz and Pune, because if you guys don't know me, when I was like a bachelor or a youngster, moved to Pune, and you know, they are the people, all the WOG Pune church is the people who took all these, you know, lost youngsters coming to Pune, and they have no family. So I'm so grateful. And even they have such a big family. They've taken so many people, but the care that was given, you know, they in the Christmas time, making sure that the people who have no family are not alone. And that makes me attach with my heart to the church. And I'm so grateful. And the meeting is on the Zoom link. But what I want to share right now is that a few days ago, Colin called me and he said, there's this GLS and I want you to attend. And I am so thankful to him and God. I was like losing hope in all my career and ambition, or, you know, wanting to do something. But when I attended the GLS session, it was like revived. My spirits were revived. All the hope that I was losing, like I got another motivation that no, I can still do things. I still need to take a step. So I'm so thankful to church. And I want to let you know, guys, that every time I have a prayer request on the WOG Pune, I know God is listening to our prayers. So things change when you guys pray for the people who send requests online and just say, please pray. Things are moving because WOG Pune is praying for people. So I just wanted to express my gratefulness to each one of you who prays for us, who just randomly sometimes send requests. That's all. I'm grateful to God for people who sacrifice for others. Thank you again.
Wow. Thank you, Ashmita. That's so good. Thank you. That's encouraging for us as well. I just want to come back to what Lasya and who is it? Manish and all, and Hazel shared, because I believe God's spirit is on that, you know, what is it that he's saying, stop mourning over? What is God telling you, let go? That was my plan, to close that door and open something else. And I think there isn't time here, but I think we have stories like this in our life where things didn't work out, but and we don't have 2020 vision in the moment, but 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, we see, oh, that was the hand of God. Thank you, God, that you didn't allow that to happen because of this or because of that. You know, so many things like Hazel talking about Australia. Before we got married, Colin had his papers all set for Australia, you know. And one of my things was, if this guy is going to Australia, I'm not going with him, so he can go. that was one of the fleeces I put to God, like, you know, then this chap is not meant for me. Now, had Colin gone, we wouldn't be here and Word of Grace wouldn't be here. I had the opportunity to do my PhD in Oxford and I didn't take it. Had I gone, I don't know what would have happened. Would I have come back? Would I have met Colin? I don't think so, you know. So don't, at this time it feels like the world has come to an end and nothing is working out. Trust me, He works all things out for our good. So anyone here with regret or bitterness over something that has happened, I'd say this is the time to repent. Repent means change your mind. And yes, repent and confess to God. God, I'm sorry, I didn't trust in your sovereignty. And I know your plans are to prosper me, not to harm me. They're for my good. Can we take a moment to do that? If these words resonate with you, can you just give a thumbs up? Because it's also encouraging for those who bring the prophetic word to know that, hey, yes, God is speaking, you know. So why don't we just pray at this time, all of us together, confessing that God, you are good, your love endures forever, your mercies are new every morning, you have good plans for me, I know you are for me, not against me. Yeah, let's declare the truth. Just 10 seconds and then Lasia, take over. Mm-hmm.